Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey! Good Friday afternoon, everybody. We're going to do Festivus coming up at 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Greenway Ford, and yes, that's Volbeat.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is a great song.
Last Day Under the Sun.
Love it.
You can find any song featured here on Dana and Parks on the Dana and Parks Rejoin Music playlist on Spotify.
That's How right. about that?
That's right.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
From the text line, glad you're better, Scott. I'm not there yet. Completely ruined, perfectly good Brooklyn and sheets overnight.
You can wash them, you know.
I did.
Okay.
I am.
I'm not going to be ruined.
No. But...
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like...
Progress, not perfection.
Yeah, there you go. So, I'm trying to figure out how to get into this story. This is such a bizarre thing, and yet I'm a little amazed that this doesn't happen more often than it does. There was a thing that happened in Naples, Florida. Naples is Gulf side south of Tampa.
Okay.
And the big grocery store chain in Florida is Publix. We don't have them here, but they have them there.
They're all over Atlanta.
It's massive, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great grocery store chain.
Best sheet cake ever.
Beg your pardon?
Sheet cake. Sheet. Like what you ruined last night. Cake.
It was pus and blood, John.
Don't put that on your cake. So, Publix in Naples, Florida, they had a little problem because, you know, they got them automatic doors that when you walk up, the door's opening, you go into the Publix. And that even works if you are a bear.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So they had a little problem when the bear tried to get into the Publix. Lucky thing is that if some sharp-eyed employees noticed the bear wandering around outside and figured, hey, you know what we probably ought to do is go up and lock the doors so the bear doesn't come in. And I mean, it got close. We're talking, it is right outside.
Oh, yeah, he's right outside the doors. Door.
He's right there.
That's a black bear.
Yeah. And they matter. But what occurred to me about this is
I just got your joke.
I'm a little surprised that this doesn't happen more often than it does. Because, where I went to school when I was a kid, we didn't have air conditioning. It hadn't been invented yet.
You went to school in Buffalo.
Yeah. And so what they would do...
First of all, air conditioning had been invented.
All right. Yeah, it had. But still, it's a better story. So,
it wasn't mainstream yet.
Yeah. It certainly wasn't in Buffalo. There was no reason. It never got hot there. So what they would do is if it got warm, they would just open the doors to the school, you know, the Longfellow Elementary School. They would open the doors and the windows and all that stuff. And every so often, a dog, like a stray dog, would come running in and run through the classrooms and stuff. And all the little kids would, you know, squeal with glee. And then the dog would leave and then we'd all go back to doing our schoolwork. And the dog was just looking for some place to go and hang out. Well, if you're a bear, you're going to smell Publix. You know what I mean? Right. They got the deli there, and they've got that
bakery. Great
bakery with a good sheet cake and all that. And
sheet cake,
yeah. Is this a problem that's frequent? Because you figure deer and bears and like wild animals, coyotes, dogs would smell that stuff and try to get into the grocery store.
What is a bear doing? Florida's an extremely hot state.
Yeah, but they do have bears.
Why?
Because there's stuff for them to eat, I guess.
Appalachia? Well, no, that wouldn't go down.
That's a little farther north. Yeah.
The Everglades? What is the mountains?
Yeah,
there are no mountains in Florida.
It's a sandbar. There's not even hills.
You think Kansas is flat?
But there is the Everglades. Yeah.
Go to Florida. It's flat.
This is a true story. The third highest mountain in the state of Florida is Space Mountain at Disney World.
Heyo.
So no, and I'm not. That's not even a joke. It would be a bad one, but yeah, that's actually a true story.
And that's artificial, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very much so. But
it sounds
like
a scene from Open Season. Have you ever seen that animated film?
Yes, that's a great movie. By the way.
Yeah, where they break into the mini mart and then just chow down on whatever they want.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know how many grocery store employees we have listening in. Probably more than a few. But is that a problem? Like, do you ever have animals just show up? Like at the loading dock out back, or try to get into the store because they smell what's going on, and that's where all the food is.
Why do we have bears here?
We do.
Not in Kansas City,
Well, not in the city, but yeah, remember there was that bear they were tracking about a year and a half ago. That you guys covered this when the bear was making its way across the middle part of the country, and he had an ear tag on him or something.
Here in town?
Yeah, close. Not too far away.
It was just south of us, bear country.
Yep.
What'd you just say?
It's bear country.
Why do you have to say it like a man?
We got bears.
It's bear
down
country
here
down
bear
there.
Country.
You drop the E, though. It's a bar. Sometimes you get the bar. Sometimes the bar gets you.
By the way, your Southern accent is second to none.
Thank you very much. But the bear didn't get in, but they said that, if bears can't find food, they'll move on. But it sounds like it found the food. That's not a problem.
Phil Mickelson has spent the last two decades buying up a San Diego neighborhood, according to the New York Post, located in upscale Rancho Santa Fe. The American pro golfer is no stranger to the area. The native Californian grew up between San Diego and Scottsdale, Arizona. But in 2001, he purchased his first home in Rancho Santa Fe for $6 million, later selling it at a loss for $5.75 million. But by that time, Mickelson, who has a net worth, how's there so much money in golf? Has a net worth of $875 million.
Well, sponsorships, and when you are known for making gigantic bets all the time, sometimes they hit.
Oh, is that what he does? Is he a big bettor?
He's
a huge.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's like Michael Jordan.
Okay.
So what's he doing down there, Sam, in San Diego? Just buying up all the properties around him?
Nobody knows. So he has silently been buying the property in or near the same neighborhood that he had that house in 2001, to the tune of $70 million, 21 acres worth. And this is suburbia. This isn't like 21 acres of farmland. Surrounded by suburbia.
Build a golf course or something?
No idea. But how you know you got blank U money.
Yeah, but he's just buying up all the properties around his house.
Essentially, yeah.
And we don't know why.
Mm-mm. The headline in the New York Post joked that he was making a Mickelson compound. I don't know.
Okay.
Could he not be making a golf course? I mean, that's silly.
What I was thinking was he's buying up all his property.
Yeah, but
and he's going to make his own private golf course.
Wouldn't you buy property that didn't have a subdivision on it?
Tear it down.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you already live there, it's right next to your house,
this is my backyard now.
That's right. Buy all those people out and get them out of there.
Tear down their house for them.
I have an apartment for them, maybe, because it's a little farther away than that. This is in Los Angeles. How much do you think it would cost to buy a 462 square foot apartment? This is tiny, one bedroom. 462-square-foot apartment.
Sounds like a studio apartment.
Yep, in Los Angeles.
To buy it.
This is in L.A. County.
Knowing that the prices are ridiculous, $200,000.
$250,000. You were close. $250,000 for a 462-square-foot apartment. And believe it or not, at that price, it's getting huge interest because it's on a bridge. The apartment itself is on a bridge. There's a little like culvert underneath it. I got a picture of this I can show you. There's a little bridge. It's very idyllic.
Where's the apartment?
The apartment's like right here, right in the center of the bridge. It's a very short bridge, but you have water running underneath your place, and it's kind of run down. I mean, it's been there for a while.
It's a runoff
Covert.
Yes, exactly. And
I was going to say, that sounds cheap compared to downtown prices. And if you compare that to New York prices, I mean, that would be a condemned apartment for that price.
It's going to need a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed some of the pictures of the inside of this place, and it's tiny, but boy, somebody did a lot of damage to it. So, yeah, that's what $250,000 would buy. And I'm thinking about what we paid for our house here. I'm thinking, I think we made the better choice.
Yeah. All right, we think Michael Mackey is in the building. We believe he's here. So, John Grayson, I want to thank you for coming by.
Pleasure's
mine,
always.
Thank you for the generosity of your time. It's always good to do the show with you. I really enjoy it.
Thanks for the
Whopper.
I
really do. You're welcome for the Whopper. That was a double Whopper with cheese, bro.
And it's fantastic.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Thanks
for Whopper, Whopper, Whopper,
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Greenway Ford. It is a new day, a new way. At the all-new Greenway Ford, we'll do Festivus right after 5 o'clock. Did you pick this?
It's the gay anthem of the summer. So it's new Kylie Minogue. It's Padam Padam.
Did you say it's the new gay anthem of the summer?
It's the new gay anthem of the summer.
Is Kylie Minogue gay?
No, but Kylie Minogue is a gay icon. Actually, Sam, go a little bit further in and find the chorus. The opening is kind of boring, but that song is so catchy.
How can you be a gay icon if you're not gay?
Oh. Look at me, I have goosebumps. Take me home. Padam, it's like your heart is beating. Padam, but it's anyway.
I'm going to be honest, that song sucks.
Okay. I wasn't asking for your opinion. I was just reminding everyone that it's Pride this weekend here in Kansas City, and I'm showing my brothers and sisters the love with a little Kylie Minogue.
Okay, how can you be a gay icon if you're not gay?
It's
being a black icon and you're not black.
You don't have to be gay to be a gay icon. I mean, look at Dolly. Look at Liza. Look at Cher. The list goes on. Madonna, Beyonce, Lady Gaga.
Mm. They're gay icons?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How does one determine that one is a gay icon?
I mean, don't know.
Why wouldn't you pick somebody like Freddie Mercury? He was actually gay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's a gay icon to some people, but I'm just saying. At some point when you become a 14-year-old boy, you just decide which female pop star or artist.
Do they have to be female?
Most times. You pick that person that you will revere for the rest of your life. And depending on how old you are, you know, everybody.
You picked the B-52s.
Well, they are gay icons because they are all gay, except for Cindy.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And you know what? I didn't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
But like my icon is Madonna because that was who I grew up with. And that's who I, you know, but like if I were a little bit younger, it would be Beyonce or Lady Gaga or whatever.
Okay.
And Kylie Minogue transcends time and space because she's been a gay icon forever.
Okay. Okay.
Two separate people have texted in, Scott, you're a black icon with your NAACP award.
I am an NAACP award winner. That is correct. That is correct.
I don't know if that works.
Black icon, but I did win an award from an organization that specializes in interests of the black community. That is correct. And well, I did win
I mean,
it.
That you are kind of a big deal. Thank God I'm here, by the way.
Sam, can you look up the day that Henry Lyons called into the show and announced that I was their award winner and Dana lost her mind?
You know, I've looked this up so many times that I know what the file is called, and it's not what you think it would be called.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, while you're looking it up, I would have been here at 3 o'clock with an iced chai in hand, Sam, but I got stuck on whatever that accident was on 71 North.
What were you doing on 71? That's not even how you get to the radio station.
I was coming from a luncheon, and I was like, oh, I'll just take 71. This will be easy. And then I sat and stopped dead traffic for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Therefore, you are our 2017 award winner in the field of media, diversity advocate in the field of media.
Well, I am.
Wait. Scott's your award recipient?
Well, Henry,
that's
not
right.
Well, first of all, I am humbled. That's right. I was humbled. That award is prominently featured in my home. I was humbled by that award from the NAACP.
And what year was that?
2017.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you are our 2017 award winner in the field of media, diversity advocate in the field of media.
Scott is your award recipient?
Well, Henry,
that's
not
right.
Well, first of all, I am humbled.
It's Dana's reaction that really sells the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. Scott?
Yeah. She would have bet $1 million it wasn't you.
I went up there and I accepted that award. I gave a little speech.
As you should have.
Totally off the cuff. I had no notes.
And why would you? Because the chances of you winning were probably marginal. But congrats.
Thank you.
You deserved that award. Right, and it is prominently displayed.
It is.
In your house.
It is. I'm very proud of that award.
As you should.
I know.
From the text line, happy Pride Month, Michael.
Yep.
Thank you, happy Pride Month. Yes. Oh, hey, another gay icon from the text line. Olivia Newton-John was one.
I take that back.
I think Olivia Newton-John was my original Olivia Neutron bomb. Because early in life, I had the biggest crush on Olivia Newton-John. And then later in life, I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John. So
every guy our age had a crush on Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Neutron
when
bomb.
When we were kids.
Wait, yes. Our age? I thought Mackie was like 35.
I am, but I just remember watching, you know, when my parents would show me on the DVR or the VCR, I should say, Xanadu, that I heard came out in 1980. Wasn't even born yet in 1980, but if I was.
You're such a liar. You are such a liar.
So, yes. Okay. From the text line, what time is Michael getting his butt kicked? All right. We haven't decided what time we're going to play mixtape so I can lose.
I thought we were doing Hummers.
Hummers. Okay. Yeah.
And Hummers. You can't lose at that game.
No, the only one who can lose is me.
Right.
Oh, why?
Because he's guessing based off the songs.
He gives
that you
the songs, you hum them, and I have to try to guess them.
Oh, okay.
So you can't lose.
Oh, okay.
You also can't win.
That's good. So I can win?
No, you can't win, but you can't lose.
Oh, well, what?
Just tell him he can win.
You can win.
This game is dumb if I can't win.
Do you want to play mixtape?
How about we play a couple Hummers because I've never done that? The game. But we could also do mixtape, like one or two. Because why not? Because I feel like this is today. I've had a day. I feel like I'm having a lucky streak.
I'm still trying to figure out why you were on 71 Highway.
I was coming from Ruby Jeans. I went to the juicery for lunch today, and I was doubling back from Ruby Jeans.
To get on to 70 or?
To get on to
70 to
I-35. 71 North to 670.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on the Californians.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Michael Mackey from
MichaelMackey.com
is in today for Dana Wright. We will do... let's do Hummers at 3:45. Sam, you good with that?
I will start working on a list of songs
right now. We'll do that. And then we got Festivus Friday coming your way. The airing of the grievances right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you every week by Greenway Ford in Raytown.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I tried Michael Mackey out on Hummers coming up at 3:45 this afternoon. He's never played.
I have never played.
I've got three songs picked out. How many do we want to shoot for?
Let's go for four total. Four?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get a couple of alternates in case Mackey doesn't like the ones I picked.
Okay. Story here from CNN. Walgreens, just listen to this. We've talked about all these organized shoplifting that's going on around the country.
Uh-huh.
Walgreens just opened a redesigned store in downtown Chicago. By the way, who has been predicting this? Dana and Parks. A redesigned store in downtown Chicago where most of the merchandise is intentionally kept out of sight. The store, located on East Roosevelt Road in Chicago, I have no idea where that is, at one point offered a typical Walgreens shopping experience. Multiple aisles, stacked with daily essentials, cosmetics, snacks, healthcare needs, and an in-store pharmacy. However, last week, the store reopened with a dramatically pared-back look. Walgreens says it is a digital-first experimental store to benefit customers. It is not designed to deter theft. That is a lie. They are lying to you. But retail experts say keeping all merchandise out of reach is an effective way to combat rising incidents of shoplifting in America. The new Walgreens store now has only two aisles for shoppers to peruse for their everyday needs, such as over-the-counter medication, bath and beauty care supplies, batteries, Band-Aids, and snacks. Everything else that you would expect to find at the drugstore,
you have to ask for,
is kept behind lock and key and is off limits to shoppers. Those things include cosmetics, beer, wine and spirits, hair color products, and gift cards. If you want any of those things, you have to ask.
Wow. You could not pay me enough to work at Walgreens because all you would be doing all day is unlocking cabinets.
Well, you've seen the pictures of the Targets in San Francisco. They just went ahead and bought locking doors for every single shelf in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into a Target in San Francisco, you don't see any open items. You just see a bunch of glass doors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to look that up.
This is the America that we have allowed to be created. We didn't create it because I would make the argument that the three of us and most of the people listening to this show are not going into a CVS or a Walgreens and grabbing stuff, throwing it into a bag and running out the door. But this is the America that we have allowed to be created. And we have predicted this on this show for months. Now, Walgreens will tell you this is not to deter theft.
No, this is for the customer's benefit.
This is a customer experience
benefit.
Customer
friendly.
That's a lie. What Walgreens is doing, and I don't know why they don't admit it, is they're trying to keep you, not you, a collective you, from stealing their stuff.
The no-good doers.
Yeah, the ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Riff-raff.
Well, and we've seen however many stores close in San Francisco. We've seen a number of Walmarts close in South Chicago. I mean, when Walmart starts leaving, you got problems.
Somebody says, Scott, that's it. Amazon just won. Well, that may be true.
Is not sustainable.
They did not win with me. I refuse, unless it is a CD that I cannot find anywhere else, I refuse to shop on Amazon.
That is hilarious. What did I literally just do 60 seconds ago?
I have no idea.
I ordered something on Amazon.
Why?
During the commercial break.
Because why?
I missed, what's the thing called that I needed, Sam?
A headphone jack, and that's kind of a niche item where Amazon's probably your best option.
Yeah, you're not going to find that.
Well, they're going to deliver it by 10 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Amazon.
How do they do that?
Magic? I don't know.
Well, he is a Prime account and orders a lot, so they get him same-day delivery.
They said your order is being processed and will be delivered by 10 p.m. tonight.
Damn, they're fast.
So I will have my 3/4 millimeter, what is it, Sam?
It is a 3.5 millimeter to a quarter inch jack.
Yeah, that, by 10 p.m. tonight. Score.
From the text line, and Scott, yesterday you said that morals in America have not declined. I'm not saying that we don't have problems. I never made that argument.
Well, and let's not assume that one bad apple spoils
that's
the whole
right.
bunch.
That's exactly right. I would make the argument that 99.9% of the people that go into a Walgreens or a CVS are good, upstanding people. But we do have a problem in the United States right now. And by the way, this crime wave started in 2020. It started in 2020. I'm not injecting politics. I'm stating facts.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, it started long before 2020.
Oh, sure.
Ramped up during the pandemic.
But the crime wave that we are currently experiencing in the United States started in 2020. Scott, who still buys CDs? Do you write a check when you pay for your CDs? I do not.
That would be tough to write a check for Amazon.
Okay, it's time to play the honesty game. Have you guys ever shoplifted anything? I have not, and I would totally fess up if I did.
I did once. I was a kid.
Weren't we all? Yes.
I was at Fort Hood, Texas.
Okay.
And we were at the PX on base.
Okay.
Oh, that's a really bad idea.
Oh, yeah. And this was right when Big League Chew came out. You remember that?
Oh, Big League Chew is the best.
And so I was in the candy aisle, and my mom had gone off. You know, this is back in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
My mom had gone off to get something at the PX, post-exchange. For those of you not familiar. And she came back, and we're in the checkout line at the Fort Hood PX.
Uh-huh.
And here I am. And she goes, are you chewing gum? I said, yeah. She goes, where did you get it? And I said, I don't know. She goes, where did you get the gum? And I confessed that I had taken it from the candy aisle. I had opened a pack of Big League Chew, stuck my big grimy fingers in there, whipped out a big old wad of Big League Chew and threw it in my mouth.
So busted.
We go to the candy aisle. There's the open bag of Big League Chew. This is the only thing I've ever stolen in my life. My mom taught me a lesson that day, and I never forgot it. She said, did you buy that? I said, no. And she goes, so you stole it? And I'm like, I guess. She grabbed that Big League Chew. I'll never forget as long as I live. I was 10 years old. She walks me up to the general manager of the PX store and turns me in. And I had to admit, and she wouldn't let me spit the gum out. And I had to admit that that I'm chewing on, I had stolen from the store. I never stole another thing another day in my life.
Okay. Could you not have shown some self-restraint until you got out of the store and then started chomping on the gum? You had to have your Big League Chew fix there.
Well, I don't know, Michael.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I know. My mom turned me in.
She ratted you
walked
out.
Walked me straight up to the manager of the store and ratted me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I never stole another thing as long as I lived.
Mm-hmm. Snitches get stitches.
That's right. And ditches.
Mm. Sam?
I stole a tank of gas one time. I was in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they had one of those gas pumps where you pumped first.
Uh-huh.
And I had never done that before. And somebody called me while I was pumping gas, and I totally forgot that it was a pump first gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
And I left. And I still have a $100 bill sitting on my desk at home for if I ever get the opportunity to return to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I will drive to that gas station and hand them a $100 bill, and they will say, we don't even know who you are. And I will say, please just take it so I can sleep at night.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a full tank. It was like half a tank because, you know, gas stations are few and far between up there.
What about you, Five Finger?
I have I lead a boring life. I have never shoplifted
anything. You've never stolen anything in your life?
No. Not, I mean.
Good for you.
If I had, I would be bragging about it right now. Along with you, miscreants. But no, I have not. I'm a clean teen.
Scott, you can't have it both ways. Morals on average in America have declined. I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe that.
If they did, 1 in 5, 2 in 5 people would go in and steal stuff, but they don't.
That's right. It is the underwhelming minority that is ruining it for the rest of us. And quite frankly, there are two things that I credit or discredit for us thinking less about ourselves. Number one is the internet, because morality in America, whether you think it's high or whether you think it's low, it, in my opinion, has not changed. What has changed is our ability to see the lack of morality in America. And you see it on the internet, and you see it on cable news, and none more than Fox News, that love to lead with shoplifting stories or, you know, look at this. This store in San Francisco just got hit by 5 people who ran in with bags.
And they always use the word brazen theft.
Yeah, brazen.
It was a brazen theft.
Startling. But no, I honestly do not think that morality in America has declined. I think our exposure to some people's lack of morality has increased.
From the text line, Sam, why don't you just mail them a check? I don't have a checkbook.
Oh, why don't you give me money and I'll write them a check?
Oh, and also from the text line, Michael doesn't steal, just hearts. He stole our hearts. Oh, that's cute.
Scott, there's pornography in our elementary schools. Okay.
That's random.
Well, that was one school in California. We talked about that yesterday. Was that an elementary school or a high school? It must have been a high school. She was an AP teacher.
The person talking about toys? Mm-hmm. That was a high school.
Well, listen to this. From the text, like, Mackie is full of it. I'll guarantee he's taken pens, paper, sticky notes from a workplace. That's theft.
Is it? Is it?
I mean, it's theft if you take, like, the whole box of pens. But if you accidentally pocket a pen, is that theft?
You know what? You know what, 0440? You are absolutely right. I am a thief because I have a Marriott ballpoint pen that I took from my room.
Well, I mean, if that makes me a thief, break out the laundry list.
Lock me up. Lock me
and
up.
Throw away the key.
Dude, I still use soap that I took from the hotel in Cancun.
Right?
Thief.
913-586-7798. When we get back, Hummers with Michael Mackey.
Okay. Ooh,
I sent you a picture of the list. Did you not show it to Parks?
I don't. You texted me?
I did.
Oh.
He has shown me no list.
The one time I don't look at my phone is when you text me something.
We will do that when we get back here on Dana and Parks with Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright. All right, let's play. You've never done it.
I have never done this, and all I have to do is hum the tune and hope and pray that you get it. Is that
accurate? Or that I don't, yeah.
Oh, that you don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the goal is for him to be able to figure out this song, but it's a little bit funnier when Dana can't do it well
enough
for
terrible.
Scott to
I
be
mean,
able to
she
figure
is
out the
awful.
Song.
All right, well, I'm going to give it a shot. These are decent songs, although I did have to ask you about one, so we'll see. I'm going to save that one to the very last.
All right. Are we doing these in order, or am I guessing as well?
No, do them in order.
Okay.
That way you can play it if I can't get it.
We'll do them in order, except for number 4, and then I might skip over that one.
Okay.
That's a little
Let's
dicey.
Go.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Perfect. Got it.
All right. Okay. You're already better than Dana.
Okay. Well, that's it takes a village. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Another one bites the dust, Queen.
Bingo.
I might have to take that out of the Hummers playlist. It's too easy.
Okay. Oh, all this right. Next one. All right.
Take your time, friend. Slow down.
Yeah, don't pass out over there.
Okay. Yeah. You get a little red
face. Good air in, bad air out. Okay.
Staying alive, Bee Gees.
Boom. Boom!
Wow.
I know.
You're already better than Dana.
Oh, this one could be dicey. Okay. Staying alive. Okay. Sam, Stevie, I'm skipping over four for now. Okay, we're going to go to the fifth one. Okay.
What the hell? Wait, stop.
This is really good. He is nailing it right now.
All right, stop. First of all, it looks like your head's about to explode.
That's how I feel right now.
Okay. Start from the beginning.
Okay.
I have no idea what this is yet.
Quit looking at me, Sam.
Oh, wait. Stop. Go back to the beginning. Oh my God! This is a hair metal band. No, it's not a hair metal band. Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Oh, I am winded.
No, you were spot on the first one. That was whoo. All right, we got one more.
Okay.
I got to turn the text
on. Wait, should I do four or should I do the last one?
Give four a shot.
Okay.
You remember how to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. Start over.
Okay.
Oh my God, I know this. Whoa, you sound like a kazoo in there. I have no idea what this is. Oh, September. When it was that September.
I had to ask Sam how to do that one because I was like a little dicey. And then the last one was, do you want to try the last one, Sam?
We don't have time for that.
Okay, we do have time. Okay,
No, we don't have time.
The last one was Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, would have nailed that one.
I can't believe I really gave it all on Come As You Are by Nirvana. I'm glad you got that one. Yes.
Festivus Friday comes your way in 1 hour. It is brought to you by Greenway Ford. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. In for Dana Wright.
Wait, did I win?
Dan Weinbaum has the news coming up in 1 minute. And
winning!
Yes, sir, you are a winner of Hummers today.
Winning! I'm a winning Hummer!
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.